And then I heard Pablo Solon, Bolivia's former ambassador to the United Nations, who has served in the past as Bolivia's chief negotiator on climate change, but who now lives in Thailand, in Bangkok, and is the director of Focus on the Global South. He was also at the climate summit, a presenter at the International Rights of Nature Tribunal. Asked, what can you do outside in civilian society that you couldn't do here at the COP, C-O-P? And now that you have this perspective, if you were here, what would you do as a climate negotiator? And he replied in these words, quote, well, I think that if we want to address climate change, we should look to other places to have these meetings, more close to the people, more close to nature, and very far away from authoritarian regimes. That is key. Only if we are able to hear nature and hear the people, we are going to be able to solve this critical issue. My interjection, but if Mr. Solon cannot hear nature in his own skin, as well as its contest with the state within, particularly as he runs a major organization, if he cannot see that he is a walking authoritarian regime, he cannot help solve this critical issue. Continuing, well, I think this is a false reality, he says. And I just want to point out that it is a little concerning to hear him use a lot of the language we use here on these shows and on the website, as well as language of the indigenous broadly, or earth connected. I like to use the term earth connected because it doesn't divide us in the sense that indigenous does, because it acknowledges that there are earth connected also in villages in Europe that we don't hear about and all over the world. It's about who we give our allegiance to is the point.